We saw four shitot. Rav Tzvi the Cook, Rav Israeli, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Rav Amital, and Rav Soloveitchik. Today we are seeing the other shitot, and with this we are finishing with the topic. Take this page, please. Everyone doesn't have this page, but goes to the Ramban and the Rav Israeli and so on. So we are using today the two pages together. And with that, we are finishing this subject. Everyone has? The Rambam did not bring this mitzvah of veharashtem oto veyeshavtem ba. And the Rambam doesn't say that there is a mitzvah to conquer Eretz Yisrael. And if we had two shurim on the Ramban, today our main shiur is the Rambam. If the Rambam doesn't have that mitzvah, it means, in other words, that according to the Rambam, if you don't have that mitzvah, then you don't have to die for Eretz Israel. If you don't have to die for Eretz Israel, then it will be allowed to give land for peace. So can we come to the conclusion that according to the Rambam, it will be allowed to give land for peace? And that's very important, because if that will be the answer according to the Rambam, then what do you say that you have? Why are we posting like the Rambam? So maybe we are posting like the Rambam, and then the answer would be, don't give land for peace. So we have to clarify what will be the halacha according to the Rambam. Do you have that mitzvah? And then if we explain like Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, it won't be allowed? Or that mitzvah doesn't occur according to the Rambam, and according to the Rambam, you will be allowed to give land for peace. Here we have mainly two approaches. Approach number one, that Rav Kook hold it very much, not only Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, but the father, Harav, the chief rabbi Kook, the one that was appointed to be the first chief rabbi, Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kook, and Em HaBanim Smicha, a student of the Gra. They come and say, certainly the Rambam understand exactly like the Ramban. And according to the Rambam, no question that there is a mitzvah to conquer and you have to die for Eretz Yisrael. Only, the Rambam have a certain method how to write the 16, 13 mitzvot. And therefore, in his method, this is not one of the 16, 13. But it's not that he disagrees that it's a mitzvah. Meaning to say, look in the second paragraph, in short, in the big page, the Rambam writes, "En ra'ui limnot atzivuim akolelim haTorah kula." So the Rambam says the 16:13 does not include the general mitzvot, because they are so general, they are not part of the 613 mitzvot. The 613 mitzvot are only specific. Keep Shabbos, don't do this, do that. But nothing that are generally. Skip, please, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For example, the mitzvah, Bechol asher amarti alechem tishmoro. Or the mitzvah, Et chukotai tishmoro, Et mishpatai tasu, Ushmartem et mishmortai. Kdoshim tehiyu. All this is not part of the 613. Because Kdoshim Tehiyu is not do acts. It's in every mitzvah that you do, be Kadosh. So we call it a general mitzvah, therefore, I don't count it as one of the 613. So the Rambam give us introduction. That's the Shoroshim. Before we start the mitzvot, which mitzvah he count, and which way he doesn't count. So he doesn't count mitzvot that are generalized. mitzvot that are including a lot of different mitzvot. For example, be pure, be kadosh, be spiritual. Do the mitzvot. Let's see now paragraph number one. Uveze tiretz da'at Rambam. Shelo mana mitzvat ase de yishuv eretz Yisrael b'tarayag mitzvot. Af de gam ledidei havei min haTorah. Even according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah min haTorah. So the Rambam agrees to the Ramban, you have to die for Eretz Yisrael. So why didn't he write it? Hu al pi haklal sheyishrish b'shorosh harvi'i, shelo limnot tzivuyim hakolelim kol haTorah kula. Ve'im ken, kevan deyishuv Eretz Yisrael hi mitzvah yekara kol kach, shehi mitzvah klula mikol haMitzvot, וכוללת כל התורה וכל קביעת המועדים וראשי חודשים וכל המצוות התלויים בה וכן כל חיית האומה תלוי בה. Eretz Yisrael is something that when you do the other mitzvot, it's a different value if you do them in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, to be in Eretz Yisrael and to have Eretz Yisrael is mitzvah kolelet, is a general mitzvah. It's not only one mitzvah. You are more spiritual in Eretz Yisrael. When you do the mitzvot, they are more valuable. Therefore, it comes to be a general mitzvah. Therefore, it's not one of the 613. So the machloka between the Ramban and the Rambam is only technically, is it one of the 613 or not? But even the Ramban agrees that there is a mitzvah. And you have to die for Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Rav Tzvi Kook says, what I said that it's not allowed is both according to Ramban, both according to Rambam. Because both according to the Rambam, both according to the Ramban, there is a mitzvah to have Eretz Yisrael. And because there is a mitzvah to have Eretz Yisrael, therefore, you have to die for that. And you're not allowed to give land for peace. Only technically, is it one of the 613, or it's not one of the 613? Questions, and we continue. Okay.
If this is true, so then why does the Rambam count the mitzvah of believing in Hashem?
What?
Why does the Rambam count
the mitzvah? Okay, we don't have time to discuss it now, but the Mefarshim are discussing it. But that's not connected to Ayim Banim Smicha, that introduction between what he gives in the Hakdama and between that mitzvah. Because in the Hakdama, he says, I'm not speaking about general mitzvot. So it's not connected now to the question of Eretz Yisrael. It's a question by itself. He's contradicting himself, and the Mefarshim they discuss it. He's contradicting himself from Shoresh Revi to that mitzvah. Okay.
Yeah, but isn't the whole machlokes between the Rambam and Ramban about which 613 we have to keep, and if it's not one of the 613?
No, there is no mitzvah which do we have to keep. Everyone agrees that we have to keep even more than 613. The question is, what is when we say the word Tayag mitzvot, which one does it include? So some will say it includes Kedoshim Tiyu, and some say it doesn't include Kedoshim Tiyu, but everyone agrees that the Torah wants you to have to be Kadosh and to keep Kedoshim Tiyu. So there is no question if to keep it or not. It's only question, is it part of the number or not part of the number? Therefore, says the Ema Banim Smicha, says Rav Kook, the same thing about Mitzvah Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael. No question, it's a mitzvah. It's only question, is it part of the 613 or not? Therefore, whatever you say in the Ramban, you say in the Rambam. In the Ramban, you came to the conclusion you're not allowed to give land for peace. In the Rambam, you're not allowed to give land for peace.
So the Rambam at this point hasn't yet said it's a mitzvah to conquer Israel. Just to
what?
The Rambam at this point hasn't said
that. We are saying now, according to this, that he does.
He
didn't write it in the 613, but according to him, it's exactly the same.
Isn't it just Yishuv, then not Kvisha?
No, both Kvisha will be the same thing. The proof to that, says Rav Kook, is the next Rambam that you have in paragraph 3. The Gemara in Ketubot says, Hu amar la'alot ve'hi omeret shelo la'alot. What happened if you have an argument between a man and a woman? The husband wants to make aliyah and the wife doesn't. Says the Gemara in Ketubot, Kofin ota la'alot. You force her to make aliyah. Till a point that if she doesn't want, he can give her a get without giving her a ketubah. Okay, imagine today, you have a couple in Mansi, he wants to make aliyah, she doesn't, he can divorce her with a get without giving her a ketubah. The same thing, the opposite. He omeret la'alot, v'hu omer shelo la'alot. What happened? If she wants to make aliyah, he doesn't. We force him, and if not, she can demand a get and get ketubah. And he have to write to give a get. Now the Rambam is posing that. And the reason why, because he wants to fulfill a mitzvah. So you see that the Rambam understands that there is a mitzvah to make aliyah today. Now, if you want to say that the Rambam didn't bring it because there is no mitzvah, so why does he posek bihilchot ishut that if he wants to make aliyah and she doesn't, you force him? And look in Tosfot. Tosfot says the whole reason why you can force is because of the mitzvah. Therefore, there is a shita of Reb Chaim. Da'achshav ein mitzvah ladur be'eretz Yisrael, ki yesh kama mitzvot atluyot ba'aretz, ve'ein anu yecholim lizaher bahem ve'la'amod aleihem. So Reb Chaim says there are a few mitzvot that this mitzvah doesn't occur today. Today you don't have the din of he says la'alot or not, because the mitzvah of being in Eretz Israel doesn't apply, because there are a few mitzvot that we can't fulfill. So you see that he is understanding that the whole reason of the Gemara Ketubos is because of mitzvah to make aliyah. And the Rambam is posing that. So it means that the Rambam is posek that today there is a mitzvah to make aliyah. If not, he won't bring it with Bilchot Ishut. Therefore, the Rambam and the Ramban hold exactly the same. They only have a machloket technically, but not more than that. Questions?
I have two questions. Firstly, how can she demand a get? We learn already you can't give a forced get.
But not in a case that he doesn't want to make a mitzvah. Here you go. Right?
So they have to beat him, or how would...
Okay, that's another question I'm not discussing now.
Fine. Secondly, how can we... Tosfos said, it seems from Tosfos, that he says the mitzvah, it's not about the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, it's about the extra mitzvahs you can do in Eretz Yisrael. The extra opportunities.
No. He says, why can't there is no mitzvah to make aliyah because you cannot fulfill the mitzvot.
So therefore there's no mitzvah to God.
What?
Therefore, there's no mitzvah.
Therefore, there is no mitzvah. So you see that the reason, and therefore it doesn't apply, the whole Gemara in Ketubos doesn't apply today. So you see that the mitzvah is to make aliyah. Only because you can't make aliyah, therefore the Gemara doesn't apply. So the Gemara is connected to making aliyah. And the Rambam does bring this halacha. It means that the Rambam said that there is a mitzvah to make aliyah.
Fine.
Okay.
Can I say there's a difference between making aliyah and conquering the land?
No. It's the same pasuk, the same thing. If there is a mitzvah here, there is a mitzvah here. No mitzvah here, no mitzvah there. It's v'yirashtem otam, v'yishavtem.
I know this is more of a bigger discussion, but is there any like real psak that a lot of people hold and is very supported that gives an exemption to this mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael?
Okay, so, I mean, that's not our topic.
I can't
go to that because it's not our topic. Hala. The Avnei Nezer, goes in the same understanding that according to the Rambam there is a mitzvah and he didn't bring it because of technically, but there is a mitzvah. He only says that if there are two mitzvot connected, not because of mitzvah klalit, not because it's a general mitzvah, therefore he doesn't bring it. But the reason why the Rambam doesn't bring it is because of different reasons. Because when there are two mitzvot that are connected, he brings one and he doesn't bring the other. For example, the Rambam doesn't bring the mitzvah of to make aron and to make kaporet. Even if the Torah said there is a mitzvah to make aron and to make kaporet. Because he brought the mitzvah to have a mishkan. So in the minute that he has something from that group, he doesn't take the others as part of the 613. Says the Avnei Nezer, The Rambam wrote the mitzvah of acharem tachrimem. You have to be machrim, the goyim that lives in Eretz Yisrael. The shiva amamim. Therefore, he didn't bring that mitzvah v'yirashtem otah because it's already included in acharem tachrimem. Okay, let's see it inside. V'ze atzmo nir'a li betam yeshivat Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvot acharem tachrimem כדי שאנחנו נשב בארץ. שהרי יהושע שלח פרגמטין, מי שרוצה לפנות יפנה. על כן לא נמנע ישיבת ארץ אחרים תחרימם וישיבת ארץ ישראל לשתיים, ומנע רק מצוות אחרים תחרימם. והרמב"ן לטעמי, the Ramban is חולק, like the Ramban meant, did a mitzvah משכן, did a mitzvah Aaron, and did a mitzvah כפורת. Therefore, he did a mitzvah, אחרים תחרימם, ישיבת ארץ ישראל. So again, according to this, it's only something technically. Is it part of the 613 or not? That's approach number one. Rav Kook wrote few articles to prove that the Rambam is exactly like the Ramban. And therefore, when he gave a psak that you can't give even one centimeter to the Arabs, he said it's both according to the Ramban and both according to the Rambam. Till here, approach number one. Questions.
What is the mitzvah of Hacharim talking about?
That you have to kill the goyim that lives in Eretz Israel now. If they don't allow you, when you capture them, you have to be machrim them, you have to kill them and not to have kesher with them in order to conquer Eretz Israel. Approach number two. The approach of the Megillat Esther. Very known. And the Megillah, and according to that goes the Satmar Rebbe. Look, please, in the end of the left side, the Gemara in Ketubos Bedaf Kufyud says that the Gimel Shvuot, Hashem will mashbia Bnei Yisrael free Shvuot. That goes according to the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Hishbati Otchem Benot Yerushalayim, Im Ta'iru Ve'im Te'oreru Et Ahava Ad Shetechpatz. You're not allowed to waken the love till Hashem will tell him. Meaning to say, when Bnei Yisrael went to exile, Hashem gave Gimel Shvuot to Bnei Yisrael. One Shvuah, let's see please, the Gemara in Kuf Yud, Gimel Shvuot Halalu, Achat, Shelo Ya'alu Yisrael Bachoma. Explanation, you have to stay in exile. Don't try to conquer Eretz Yisrael. The goyim are living in Eretz Israel now. They have a choma. Don't try to break it. Don't try to conquer Eretz Israel. Second one, Yishbiya Kadosh Baruch Hu et Israel shelo yimredu beumot haolam. Don't rebel against the goyim. You are now in exile. Be nice to the goyim. They are treating you, you are living there, don't rebel against them. And third Shvua, שישביע הקדוש ברוך הוא את העובדי כוכבים, שלא ישתעבדו בהן בישראל יותר מדי. The goyim, it's the third Shvua on the goyim, I'm Israel by you, by exile, but treat them nicely. Don't too much rule them. So there are three Shvuot. Come the Megillat Esther said. So the first Shvua is what? Don't capture Eretz Yisrael. But there is a mitzvah to capture. Meaning to say that when they went to exile, Hashem cancelled that mitzvah. So right, the Ramban is right. There is a mitzvah to be yeshavtem ba. But Hashem cancelled it in the minute they went to Galut. And because the Rambam was after that, therefore the Rambam didn't write it. If the Rambam will be before Galut, he will write it. If it's after Galut, he doesn't write it. Let's see, please, the Megillat Esther. Let's understand word by word. Nir Ali. This you have in the other page here, where you have the Ramban, Rav Shaul Israeli, and the Megillat Esther. נראה לי כי מה שלא מנעה הרב, this is the Rambam didn't count it, הרב is the Rambam, לפי שמצוות ירושת הארץ וישיבתה לא נהגה רק בימי משה ויהושע ודוד וכל זמן שלא גלו מארצם, This mitzvah to conquer Eretz Israel was in the time of Moshe, in the time of Yeshua, in the time of David, till they went to exile. אבל אחר שגלו מעל אדמתם, אין מצווה זו נוהגת לדורות. It was canceled, it will come back, only when Mashiach will come. כי עד רבה, נצטוונו שלא למרות באומות, ולא ללכת לכבוש את הארץ בחוזקה, and that's the passage, השבטתי אתכם בנות ירושלים. So the mitzvah was canceled, meaning to say, according to that, according to today, we don't have a mitzvah. If we don't have a mitzvah, then you don't have to die for Eretz Yisrael. If you don't have to die for Eretz Yisrael, you should give land for peace. So the second approach says that the Rambam didn't write it, not because he had a problem with the number 613. There is a big machloket, because he understands that that mitzvah doesn't apply anymore, because that mitzvah was cancelled. And because that mitzvah was cancelled, therefore you don't have it. That means that you should give land for peace. I want to say only one more word and then ask me. The Rebbe Misatmer says, that's my explanation, the Rambam, and therefore I disagree to the whole state of Israel. And he doesn't allow his Hasidim to vote to the parliament. If you want to have little money, if you make Aliyah, if you deposit your passport before to the Satmar, to the office of Satmar, you're getting $200. Because they encourage people not to vote. Because they are saying the whole state of Israel is against the free Shvuot. Because the Shvuah was staying Galut till Mashiach will come. And Ben Gurion didn't listen to that. And Herzl didn't listen to that. And the people that went to Eretz Israel are over the Shvuot. And therefore, because of that, he's against the state. And he says, we have to give land back for, we have to give land to the Arabs because you don't have that mitzvah. And that's the reason why the Rambam didn't write it. Look, please, on the right side, on the first paragraph. This is a quotation from his book, Vayoel Moshe. The Satmar Rebbe. And he says, עכשיו בדורנו, אין צריך לחפש ולבקש במתמונים את האבון שהביא עלינו את הצרה הזאת. We don't have to look why we got the Holocaust. I'll explain to you why the Holocaust came. כי גלוי ומפורש בדברי חז"ל, שהגידו לנו זאת בפירוש, שעל ידי העברה על השבועות שלא לעלות בחומה, שלא ידחקו את הקץ, אני מתיר את בשרכם כצבאות וכאלות השדה. ובעוונותינו הרבים, המינים והאפיקורסים ענו כל מיני השתדלות לעבור על השבועות הללו. He said, you know where the Holocaust came? Because the Zionist movement went against the Shvuot. And when you go against Shvuah, Hashem punishes you so strongly. So he said, I'm against the state of Israel because it's against the Shvuot. Number one. Number two, that's the reason for the Holocaust. Because Bnei Israel had to stay in exile and not to go to a state of Israel because it's rebelling against the Goyim. Can I take another 5 minutes and then you ask me? We have 3 different answers to the Satmar Rebbe. Why we think that the state of Israel was right and it's not over the Shvuot. And then I'll give time to ask. Answer number one. The Or Sameach. The Or Sameach says, state of Israel wasn't rebelling against the Goyim because the United Nations agreed that there would be a state. Therefore, according to the Or Sameach, the mitzvah was cancelled, but the mitzvah came back. In San Ramo, when the Goyim agreed to have the country and later on the United Nations, the mitzvah came back. So even if I will agree that the Rambam didn't write it, today we have again the mitzvah. Because it's not rebelling against the Goyim. And if we're having again the mitzvah, then you can give land for peace. That explanation number one. See, please, the Or Sameach, paragraph number two on the right side. Ulam b'mea hazot, in this hundred. I'm in the third line. Omnam ka'et eseva ha'ashgacha. הקדוש ברוך הוא דיד אשר אספת הממלכות בסן רמו ניתן צו אשר ארץ ישראל תהיה לעם ישראל וכיוון ששר פחד השבועות וברישיון המלכים because the kings agree כמה מצוות יישוב ארץ ישראל then the mitzvah came back and because the mitzvah came back you have that mitzvah. So according to Or Sameach, it was cancelled, but it came back. And because it was cancelled and came back, therefore, we come back like it wasn't cancelled. Therefore, you can't give land for peace. And this is what says Rav Avram Shapira, Gam elu shebadorot hakodmim histamchu al hashvuot, the Rosh Hashiva of Merkaz Rav, even the people that said that you have Shavuot, Yodu Shehayom Im Betelot, today the Shavuot are cancelled. Hare Shavuot Kshurot LaGoyim. VaGoyim Atzmam Amru Adrabah, Zeh Shayach Lachem. HaUmot Amru Lechu LePalestina. Therefore, there is no problem. So, the reason that we disagreed to the Satmar Rebbe, because we said, even if the Shavuot were cancelled, they came back. Because the Goyim agrees. That's answer number one. Answer number two, only I will give two more answers, and then you ask me. Answer number two, some want to say, the mitzvot are connected one another. The Shavuot. And there was a Shavuot in the Goyim, not to punish Am Yisrael too much. Because the Goyim didn't listen to that, therefore all the free Shavuot were cancelled, our Shavuot were cancelled, because they only apply if the Goyim keep their Shavuot. And because the Goyim don't keep their Shavuot, we don't have to keep our Shavuot. And therefore the Shavuot were cancelled, therefore the mitzvah came back. If the mitzvah came back, you are not allowed to give land for peace. And the state of Israel was right. Third explanation says, disagree to the whole idea of the Megillat Esther, that because of that the Rambam didn't write it. They say all these Shavuot are only agadata, they are not halacha, and the halacha they don't apply. So according to the Satmar Rebbe, the whole existence of the state is wrong. It's against the Shavuot, and according to him, you should give land for peace because that mitzvah doesn't apply. But according to our understanding, the mitzvah came back. If the mitzvah came back, then it's as if it wasn't cancelled. Then the Rambam will today agree to the Ramban. If today we'll agree to the Ramban, then you can't give land for peace. Any questions now? I'm sorry that I took time, but I wanted to finish this thing. Any questions? And we continue. Yaakov.
Three things. What's the source of the Samaritan's Shul?
The what?
What's the source of the Adada
of the Shul? The Rabbi Avraham Shapira in his article about the Shavuot in Yeshivat Merkaz Rav.
Okay.
What is the source of the Shavuot?
Yeah. Is it from?
The Shavuot are in Gemara Ketubot Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Bet. You have it on the left side, last paragraph. I didn't understand your question.
Okay.
On the left side, last paragraph.
I see it. Okay, thank you. So the second question is, does the Sama Rebbe believe that there should be no living and or owning land in Israel at all?
He said that we should live in Israel because it's Kadosh. And that's why the Rambam brought this mitzvah, because he says la'alot, because it doesn't have anything to do with the mitzvah of aliyah. But it doesn't have to do anything with the state.
So we could own land.
People can make aliyah, because that's not called rebelling against the goy. But to have an army and to go and to fight, that you're not allowed.
Even if 90% of Israel...
If they will go as separate, as individual, uh-huh. And they will live under the rule of the goy, that will be allowed. But to have your own ruling, that's not allowed. The Shua didn't say don't live in Israel. The Shua said don't rule Israel.
Okay.
So it's not a question of number of people. It's the question, are you ruling the place, or are people living as individual under the ruling of the goyim? Therefore, till today, Satmar is telling Iran, you should rule Eretz Israel. The Arabs should rule. Because according to them, the problem is ruling Eretz Israel. Having a government.
Last question is, how does he explain how the Rambam includes Hafer and Tamar Rebbe?
What?
How does the Sama Rebbe include how the Rambam includes Hafer and Tamar Rebbe in his Sefer HaMishpat?
What?
We just said that the Rambam includes Hafer and Tamar Rebbe.
Because he said Hafer and Tamar Rebbe was only in the time of Yeshua.
So why does the Rambam include it in his Sefer HaMishpat?
Okay. It's another question, I'm not answering it now. Okay.
So you said that that the Sama Rebbe said that we should, that Eretz Yisrael should be ruled by Goyim. What if it being ruled by Goyim would result in casualties and loss of life?
Okay, that's another question, so don't be here. But you can't be over the Shavuot.
So they say it's better to be in Galut than it is
sure.
to be ruled.
Because you can't be over the Shavuot, and the Shavuot, according to them, still apply. Okay.
We didn't have a state of Israel... We didn't have a state of Israel until after the Holocaust.
But before the Holocaust, there was already a lot of negotiation and a lot of trying to have it. Therefore, according to the Satmar Rebbe, these negotiations were wrong, and Hashem punished us for this negotiation.
And then gave it to us right out. And then gave us a state right
out. What?
And then gave us
yeah, because right Hashem out. Is giving prayer. If you want to go over, like you want to steal, Hashem will allow you to steal. He won't stop you from stealing. But according to him, it's an aver. But Hashem allows this aver.
The first meeting was in 1939 in Basel.
Okay. So let's go back. We're speaking about the state of Israel, but let's go back to the land, to the idea of can you have land for peace or not? According to Rav Kook, according to Emma Banim Smicha, according to the Abnei Nezer, that the Rambam has this mitzvah, then we're going back exactly what we said, like the Ramban. Therefore, if we said in the Ramban that you can't have land for peace, then you can't have land for peace. According to the Rambam, if you hold like the Satmar Rebbe, then this mitzvah was cancelled, you can have. If you hold that it came back, then you can't have. Is that clear to everyone? Till where we are now. Questions?
How could B'nai Yisrael take a shua on something that they took a shua on Har Sinai?
Sorry?
No,
because Hashem was Mashbiyah. You can't make a shua by yourself against the Torah, but Hashem can make any shuas that you want. This is a shua that Hashem did.
Even against a previous shua?
Sure. Nishbati otchem not Yerushalayim. Hashem can cancel every mitzvah that he wants. It's a shvua by Hashem.
Now that the choma has been broken, now why is there an issue? There was an aveira, but now there's no longer.
No, every minute that you're ruling, you're over the shvua.
But every time the Knesset meet, they don't break again the wall. The wall
don't,
is gone.
Yerushalayim b'choma is not going to break the wall. You don't be here by ruling. It's only an expression.
Fine. Secondly,
yeah.
The first Zionists, many years ago, they did rebel against the Goyim.
What?
The first Zionists did rebel against the Goyim.
I don't care.
So therefore, they did it via Aveira.
Okay, maybe.
So that's the same thing. They're rebelling against the Goyim by being there. And
what?
Many, they, when they came together as well, they rebelled.
They didn't come as a ruling. They came as a Yechidim. So they didn't rebel.
They didn't try to rule Eretz Israel. They blocked bridges.
They didn't have a government. They didn't have an army. And when there was a government and army, it was already with permission of the Goyim.
So, but now, let's say it was a stage where the goyim, most goyim would see it as Sorshin exists.
If the goyim will cancel and will say you can't have the state of Israel, then according to Or Shomer, the mitzvah will cancel again.
Fine.
If Chas v'Shalom will come to that stage.
And finally, how would Rabbi Yoel answer all these? How would the Rabbi Nesatma answer the? He would just say, no, none of these are true.
How would he answer what?
How would he answer the Or Shomer and the Rav Avraham Shapiro? How would...
That doesn't work.
He
says no, you're still rebelling against the Arabs.
And that's it, fine.
According to the Or Shomer, so even if we don't have the second Shavuot, we're not worried about the second Shavuot anymore, because the goyim gave us permission, don't we still have to worry about the first Shavuot that we're not allowed to...
No, all the Shavuot are connected to one another. The two Shavuot are connected to the third one. If they don't keep the third one, we don't have to keep the other two.
According to the second answer of that all the Shavuot are connected, and that since the goyim didn't listen to their Shavuot, therefore, we could get the state of Israel. But didn't we technically break the first one of the shuras by negotiating with everything? Because that was one of
but
the
before
been breaking the shura for 2,000 years.
Right.
What?
By mistreating Jews in the past 2,000 years, they broke the shura.
Oh, right. And also, second question is, according to the Megillas Esther, is Galus Baba considered? Did Bishaftim Ba apply at Galus Baba?
Sorry?
Did the mitzvah of Yishav Timba apply in Galus Baba?
I don't know.
Does the Rebbe of Safra think that these Shavuot are unbreakable?
What do you mean unbreakable?
Yeah.
Till Mashiach will come.
They're unbreakable.
Right. Like it's written in Megillat Esther?
The opinions, were there any opinions?
If the Arabs would agree that we'll be here and the whole world would agree, maybe he would agree. For him, it will be already a Mota Mashiach.
We say that they're breakable. One's
because we are saying the goyim agreed. There is United Nations, they are the representative of the goyim, and they agree.
Before the whole Zionist movement, were there any opinions that said it was Nagato or they apply on each other? Because all these opinions are very recent, no?
No. The opinion of the Agada was already... It's a big machloket, not specific here. It's a big machloket if Agadita that is written in the Gemara is lahalacha or not. But already you find in the time of
but
the Maharaj.
Everyone agrees it's Agadita, it's whether the Agadita is
halacha. That's a question. If Agadita is right to the halacha or not. Hala. Last opinion. A very, very interesting one. Is Rabbi Avada Yosef. So the Satmar Rebbe said, no state of Israel and give land. Because the mitzvah doesn't apply. The Zionist rabbi said, the religious Zionist rabbi says, the mitzvah came back. Therefore, don't give land for peace. Rav Avadia Yosef, he has a big, big party in the parliament called Shas. He came years ago, 35 years ago, a month before Sadat came to Israel, and they started to speak, can you give to Sadat Eretz Israel, the president of Egypt? I think this week, 35 years ago, Sadat came, and he went to Mossad Rav Kook. All the people there were people from Merkaz Rav, that heard from Rav Tzvi Yehuda that you can't give even 1 centimeter. And he was invited to say his opinion. And the whole crowd were Merkaz Rav people. He came to the stage 35 years ago and he said, you are allowed to give peace for land and I agree to take an airplane to fly to Egypt and to tell Sadat what he can get. And 3 days later, he flew to Egypt to tell it to Sadat. And he claims the mitzvah was cancelled. But it wasn't cancelled because of the free Shavuot. Why was it cancelled? Because according to him, look in the other page. I'll say it by heart because of the time. It was cancelled because the condition to fulfill this mitzvot, A, you need a king. You need a king in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yerashtem et Haaretz. Today there is no king. So the mitzvah was cancelled. Secondly, you need Sanhedrin. You need Urim v'Tumim. And because today we don't have not a king, not Sanhedrin, not Urim v'Tumim, the mitzvah was cancelled. Look, please, at the first paragraph. Gama she'ein lanu melech v'sanhedrin v'urim v'tumim. Kmo she'katav ha-Ramban atzmo, she'mitzvah mutelet al melech v'sanhedrin. And they have to ask urim v'tumim. Therefore, because we don't have it, it was cancelled. And now he came and said something very, very interesting. You know why it was cancelled? Another reason why the mitzvah was cancelled? Because your friend. Today it's Obama. I don't remember who was it 35 years ago. Maybe Bush, the father. You know better than me. Who was the president 35 years ago?
What year was that?
35 Carter. Years ago.
Jimmy Carter.
Carter.
What?
Jimmy Carter.
Okay. So Rav Avadya said, because of your friend Carter, it was cancelled. Because what does it mean? Ve'yirashtemota. Conquer and do whatever you have to do. Destroy churches. Destroy mosque. Cause the goyim to be, to keep Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Today we can't do all that. Who knows what Obama will do if we start to destroy churches there and mosques. So we can't do it. If we can't do it, then we are honest, but we can't fulfill the mitzvah. Because Yerashtimutah is not only conquer. It's conquer, and you have to be the balabait. You have to be the boss. But he says, you can conquer, but the boss is Jimmy Carter, the boss is not you. Therefore, the mitzvah was cancelled. If the mitzvah was cancelled, then you don't have to die for day to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, you should give land for peace. Let's see it, please. Ve'od yesh makom lomar. Okay. Sha'afir im timtzei lomar sh'ledat ha-Ramban, kibush Eretz Yisrael noheget av bazman hazeh. Even if you say that it applies today. It wasn't cancelled because of the fish what? Mikol makom bakibush shelanu, she'ein lanu shlita mele'a al kol ha'nasa bashtachim. We can't have shlita mele'a. We can't do whatever we want. That's not the kibush that the Torah spoke about. And this is what is written in Beshut Yeshuot Malko. She'ikar ha'mitzvah is only k'sha'yerusha v'yeshiva hi ke'adam ha'oseh betoch shelo. To Yerashtimutah means you can do whatever you want. You can't do. Therefore, that mitzvah was cancelled. If the mitzvah was cancelled, you don't have to die today for Eretz Yisrael. If you don't have to die today for Eretz Yisrael, you should give land for peace. And that was the approach of the Shas party all the years. Therefore, they agreed even for Oslo agreement a few years ago. Because of this psak that we are running now. By the way, today Rav Avadya Yosef is the most extreme one that says, don't give any centimeter to the goyim, to the Arabs. Not because he changed his opinion, but because he says, as I explained in the first year, that today, even if you'll do an agreement, they won't keep it. Because you have Hamas, and you have terrorists, and so on, and they won't keep it. So therefore, there is no pikuach nefesh that you will avoid. Oppositely, they'll come to be strong in the next war, they'll kill you more. So practically today, Rav Avadya Yosef says, don't give and don't negotiate even in 1 millimeter. But not because the halacha doesn't allow you, but because there is no partner. So you are not avoiding pikuach nefesh. But if there would be a partner, the Rav Avadya Yosef says, you should give. Okay.
So, learn to revive the dust in the midst of each of our sister.
Yeah. The people of Merkaz Rav that were there ran, demonstrated in the middle of what they spoke after he finished, ran to Rav Israeli, to the yeshiva. They didn't find Rav Tzvi Yehuda, but they found Rav Israeli. They told him what Rav Avadah Yosef said, and he said, you know my pshat in the Ramban, but all what Rav Avadah Yosef said is wrong. Melech Sanhedrin is Urim v'Tumim. You need only lechatchila, but not b'di'evet. Therefore, you can't say that it was canceled because of that. Because b'di'evet, the mitzvah applies even if you don't have Sanhedrin, king, and Urim v'Tumim. And says Rabbi Israeli. Okay. Look, connected to Hanukkah. Okay, איך נלחמו החשמונאים בימי בית שני? לא היה מלך ולא היה אורים ותומים. So it's only לכתחילה, not the habit. And it says Rabbi Israeli, very interesting. What he said that we are not the boss because Carter will go crazy or Obama will go crazy and so on. He says it's wrong. We are the boss. Only we are a smart boss. We are clever. We as a boss decide that we want to listen to him. But theoretically we have the possibility not to listen. So this that we decide not to destroy churches because we are smart people doesn't mean that we are not the boss. So you have here, in my understanding, a very interesting machloket between Rav Avadah Yosef and Rav Shaul Israeli is listening to America and agreeing to their pressure. Is that making us not to be the boss, or we are boss that are clever? Are you with me, guys? According to Rav Israeli, we are the boss. Only we are clever people. But theoretically, we could do the different, the opposite. So it doesn't mean that we're not the boss. Therefore, according to Rav Shaul Israeli, the mitzvah was not cancelled. Let's see the last paragraph. ובכלל, I'm starting with the second paragraph in חוזק הכיבוש. דברים אלה מעוגנים בחוקים בינלאומיים. וכל אומה, ואפילו המדינות החזקות ביותר, מעוניינות בקבלת הסכמה כללית. So this that we don't destroy churches, the whole world agreed to that. So this that even a very strong country will agree to that because that's common in the whole world. האם על ידי זה תיפגם עצמאות המדינות כולם? Because of that, you'll say that no country in the world is the boss because everyone agrees not to destroy churches? This is what we are deciding, what we think is common and makes sense, doesn't make any difference. Doesn't take us away from ruling the place. So if we to summarize what we learned today, and with this we are finishing the topic. A, Rav Avadah Yosef says the mitzvah was cancelled, but there is no partner, therefore you shouldn't give. If there would be partner, you should give. The Satmar Rabbi says the mitzvah was cancelled because of the Gimel Shvuot, and the state of Israel is wrong. It's a error. The Zionist people say the state of Israel is right because it came back. And Rav Kook says, the Rambam doesn't mention it, only because of the number 613. But really you hold exactly like the Ramban, therefore you shouldn't give land back. So we had two shiurim about the Ramban, and we had one shiur about the Rambam. Any questions?
He said that one of the answers why the Rambam doesn't say it is because he just gives one example of each group.
Yeah. That's the Avnei Nezer.
Avnei Nezer, but surely we give the most important example.
No, not necessarily.
Like we saw this morning, why not?
It may be that you bring Hachem Tachimem, because this is before the mitzvah to conquer. First you have to kill them and then to conquer. So he brings the stage number one. It's not a question of more important, less important. It's the question of stage A and then stage B. So stage B he doesn't bring, stage A he brings. As I said, all what we did is the practical, the theoretical question. There is a big, big question that we spoke last week in the end, last year in the end. What happened if there is a debate between the experts, and is there a partner today at all? And Rav Avadei Yosef is the biggest example for that. That he says there is, you must give if there is a partner, because you can save life, and there is no mitzvah, so you must give. But today he says, don't give it all. Because you only will cause that there will be more people being killed in the next war. Therefore we have, make a summary of all the shittot in theoretically, but know that even a lot of poskim that agree that theoretically you should give, say that practically you shouldn't give, because today there is no partner. The next topic that I would like to discuss on first day, starting that, are you allowed to sign, I don't know how it's in America, I suppose it's the same thing, when you get your driver, you're getting a thing, if you are allowed to sign that you agree that if Chas v'Shalom something happened to you, they can take your organs for give it to someone else, are you allowed to sign this card or not? You understand what I'm talking about? That would be...